Eggs in a Basket, November 24th, 2018, written by Dina Kilgore. Early this morning, I started thinking how in the past I've occasionally put all of my eggs in a single basket, and I was reminded how horribly that's worked out. Having a plan A without a plan B for a type A personality like me usually spells disaster mentally. It's not something that I enjoy doing and not something I often do. Usually, if I have a plan A, I always like to have a plan B. That's just the way I work. God gave all of us temperaments, and one of my temperaments is that of a planner. Therefore, it's just natural for me to have that alternate option. But occasionally, I'll do it. Trusting more than I should, I'll do it. Only plan A. Let's do this. Well, I've found myself in life, as I mentioned, with all of my eggs in one basket. When that failed miserably, I was a bit shocked. But was I also relieved? In my gut, God's still small voice, I knew those eggs were going to break eventually, but I still continued with them there. Why? Was I not listening to God asking me to pull them out? I feel the answer is yes. Anyway, there I was, no other plan and broken eggs. After all of that planning with that one singular basket, I didn't have another basket to put things in. No plan B. Or did I? So this morning as I was thinking on this idea, I thought about those eggs and that basket and it quickly hit me. Yes, I can still put all of my eggs in one basket, but it has to be the right basket, not the wrong one. For so long, I've been putting my eggs in the wrong baskets, the baskets of other people, when I should have been putting all of my eggs in the right basket, which is with Jesus. How did I miss this? Note to self, did I really miss it, or did I just not want to listen, utilizing my own free will? Isaiah 2:22 says, "Stop trusting in mere humans who have but a breath in their nostrils. Why hold them in esteem?" And Jeremiah 17:5 says, "This is what the Lord says, 'Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord.'" I think the Lord enjoys revealing things to us in layers. He takes his perfect time with letting us heal from any broken eggs from past hurts. And then as we move forward in that healing, he reveals things to us little by little that maybe we wouldn't have understood prior. I think he waits until we're ready to reveal the next layer to us. I feel he doesn't want to do it all at once, as we'd miss out on the healing process of having to go through the loss or pain. But once we start coming out on the other side, I think he thoroughly enjoys giving us new insights, making things more clear. Although I think clarity is revealed by him in a per-case basis, this is up to his choosing. But I know with me, he's allowing me to look back and reflect with clarity from these various seasons of my life. Oh, that's why that happened. Have you ever done this yourself? Had your eggs in one basket and later realized that it was the wrong basket? I realized this morning the analogy of that saying can hold so much or so little, depending on if you put your eggs in the basket of a person or if you put your eggs in the basket of our Lord. It was like he was saying to me, "You can put all of your eggs in one basket, and be assured it will go perfectly. You just have to put all of your eggs in my basket and watch me work it all out." So if you're like me and are unsure how to move forward from a trial, a struggle, or a loss, put all of your eggs in the basket of our Lord and watch him work. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Turns out, my non-existent plan B was God's plan A all along.